USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service provides important information to the nation's producers. And when folks called on NAS for the latest data on the aquaculture industry, Chief of the NAS Livestock Branch Dan Carestis says the first census of aquaculture was released.
The producers and data users across the United States had an intense desire to find out what's going on with aquaculture. And at that time, the NAS, who had just recently taken over the census, said, okay, we're going to do a census of aquaculture.
That was in 1998. And on Monday morning, NAS released its second aquaculture census. Cresta says the latest report shows that the U.S. aquaculture industry is growing.
The aquaculture industry as a whole has grown 11.7% over the past 7 years, and it's become a bigger money thing for the industry as a whole. U.S. sales of aquaculture products grew from $978 million in 1998 to over $1 billion in 2005.
Carestis says 62% of those sales come from food fish like catfish, perch, salmon, tilapia, and trout. Mollusks, including clams and oysters, according to Carestis, accounted for 19% of 2005 sales. Crustaceans, which would include lobsters and shrimp, make up 5% of sales. Mississippi led the nation with nearly $250 million in sales in 2005. Arkansas, Alabama, and Louisiana all topped the $100 million mark. Louisiana, with 873 farms, is the state with the largest number of aquaculture farms. That's more than double the number in any other state. Caresta says that's exactly the type of information producers, aquaculture organizations, government officials, and others need to evaluate industry trends and determine the economic impact of aquaculture.
Producers in general, they need to know what's going on so they know how to shape their business decisions. Plus, if they want to get a loan, bankers need to have this information. The government needs to have it to decide what they should do as far as programs for the aquaculture producers. Extension people, university representatives need to have it for their research needs. So it's information that's used by a lot of people.
But Caresta says this information wouldn't even be available if producers hadn't taken the time to respond when NAS asked for aquaculture data.
This was a tough year. 2005 was for a lot of the farmers along the coast. We had three hurricanes in 2005. We had Katrina, we had Rita, and Wilma. All three of those hurricanes made it tough for producers, so we just want to make sure we thank them for all those producers for reporting and getting us the information that we have.
Detailed information on issues including production methods, water sources, sales, distribution, and farm labor is included in the 2005 Census of Aquaculture. According to Carestis, only those commercial and non-commercial farms with $1,000 or more of aquaculture products raised, sold, or distributed during the census year were included in this Census of Aquaculture. Reporting for the National Agricultural Statistics Service, I'm Stacia Cudd.